It's more than a week now since Hurricane Gustav made landfall. New Orleans was spared a direct hit, but just 80 miles away in Baton Rouge, Gustav caused more damage to utilities than any other storm before. About half of the state's capital city remains without power. We're joined by the mayor of Baton Rouge, Kip Holden. He's also the president of East Baton Rouge Parish. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And Mayor Holden, why is it that so many people there are still without power?
Well, we've been asking the same questions. There was tremendous damage to the transmission lines. We're watching a lot of things that have occurred that really during some of the worst storms never happened before.
Was that a surprise to you that Gustav turned out to be so damaging there?
Yes, it was, because we were mainly set up as a sheltering city, so it took us all by surprise when for a period of maybe 4 to 5 hours, we had winds of 50 to 60 miles an hour, gusting as high as 91 miles per hour at the airport.
What about schools? Are kids back at school?
No. This week, we'll have the largest number of schools opening, and that will be 23 out of, I think, somewhere around 60 or 70 schools. What we've been trying to do is emphasize to the power companies that something has to be done right away, because not only it's impacting schools, last week it impacted hospitals. We had to try to help people who use oxygen themselves in their homes. So we have all of these different things going along. At the same time, as of today, we have 40% of our intersections without any light.
You're talking about traffic lights?
That's correct.
And what's happening with traffic?
Traffic has become a nightmare in several scenarios, so now we're beginning to redirect our personnel to begin to handle some of these intersections.
Mayor Holden, what's your biggest worry for the city of Baton Rouge right now?
Well, the amount of damage is just unbelievable. 3 days ago, I got a chance to go up in a helicopter and look at the whole parish. Trees and limbs are everywhere. A lot of trees are into homes. There's a lot of repair that has to be done. So as we are in the early part still of the hurricane season, my concern is, you know, for the safety of the residents, how do we deal with this again without us having to open up more and more shelters in order to take care of people?
You know, Mayor Holden, the power company, Entergy, says it's working as fast as it can. They've got, I think, 13,000 workers trying to bring power back, but they have said that full power won't be restored there in Baton Rouge until September 24th. That's still 2 weeks away.
That's what they're saying in some circumstances, but I can tell you that the people are not happy with those numbers and may be out of Entergy's control. They've tried very hard and brought in a lot of people in order to deal with the storm. But again, when you have people, for example, the other day I just randomly stopped at a house, and this lady said, well, I would like to have some ice because I'm a diabetic and I can't keep my medicine at the right temperature. I hear the thoughts about, well, we're moving as fast as we can. But for that individual that's directly impacted, that's not fast enough.
Sounds like it's going to be a very long 2 weeks.
Yes, it will be.
Well, Mayor Holden, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Kip Holden is the mayor of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.